The wide open race for governor means lots of campaigns will need cash if they want to compete in November. In Connecticut, one way to get that cash is through public financing. It's called the Citizens Election Program, and Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill explains how it works.
With more than two dozen people campaigning to be governor, the field right now is tough to keep straight. Some candidates, like Republican Peter Lumage, are saying that they've qualified for the Citizens Election Program, or CEP. But have they?
Well, no.
Michael Brandy is the head of Connecticut's Elections Enforcement Commission. He says the dozen or so candidates vying for public money for their campaigns have lots of hoops to jump through before they get grants of $1.2 million for the primary and $6 million for the general election. First, there's fundraising grunt work. Raising $250,000 in small dollar, mostly in-state contributions that are between $5 and $100. That's often what candidates like Lumage may mean when they say they've qualified for the program. But it's not enough.
Meeting the required contribution threshold is only one factor in the grant application process, and that alone is not sufficient to receive a grant. First of all, the campaign also has to qualify for the ballot.
To do that, candidates must get a party nomination or the support of 15% of delegates at upcoming conventions. Candidates can also collect thousands of signatures to get on the ballot. In other words, no CEP money unless a candidate raises qualifying cash, gets on the ballot, and obeys spending rules.
The total number of grants given to statewide and gubernatorial candidates will certainly be less than the total number of candidates that are out there right now.
And the winnowing is already happening. This week, Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, who was working toward CEP funding, announced he's dropping out of the gubernatorial race. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.